Friends and friendship. How we choose our friends. A survey conducted by a telephone helpline in the USA found that young people today rely less and less on their families and more on their friends. Why so? A friend is a person you know and like well. How do we choose our friends? The words friend and freak come from the same root word, suggesting that the main thing in a friendship is the freedom to be ourselves in the company of another person. Most friendships begin with shared interest or activity, which gradually developed into mutual trust, openness, affection, and loyalty. We like people who share our attitudes and values. When someone agrees with us or makes the same choice we have made, we gain confidence in our own views. There is also a tendency to enjoy the company of people of the same economic status and level of education. Most young people say that they have a main group of about 15 close friends, not just one or two best friends, as was the case long ago. Having a close group of people to depend on seems more secure than an exclusive relation with one person. Friends share problems, gossip, jokes, concerns, and this is all young people need in the world. Thank you for attention. Bye. We developed into mutual trust, openness, affection, and loyalty. We like people who share our attitudes and values. When someone agrees with us or makes the same choice we have made, gain confidence in our own views. There is also a tendency to enjoy the company of people of the same economic status and level of education. Most young people say that they have a main group of about 15 close friends, not just one or two best friends, as was the case long ago. Having a close group of people to depend on seems more secure than an exclusive relation with one person. Friends share problems, gossip, jokes, concerns, and hobbies. This is all young people need in the world. Thank you for attention. Bye. We developed into mutual trust, openness, affection, and loyalty. We like people who share our attitudes and values. When someone agrees with us or make the same choice we have made, we gain confidence in our own views. There is also a tendency to enjoy the company of people of the same economic status and level of education. Most young people say that they have a main group of about 15 close friends, not just one or two best friends, as was the case long ago. Having a close group of people to depend on seems more secure than their problems, gossip, jokes, concerns, and hobbies. This is all young people.